Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld has put off a decision on acquiring new mid-air refueling tankers for the Air Force. The deal would have involved leasing the tankers rather than buying them, and critics have called it a sweetheart arrangement for Boeing. NPR's Peter Overby has been following this story, and he joins us now. Peter, what does this decision by Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld mean?
Well, it knocks the tanker deal off track, seriously off track for the first time. Critics have been saying for a couple of years now that the deal was overpriced and that it skirted procurement rules. And now Rumsfeld is saying he wants to see an analysis of alternatives. For instance, he wants to see possible competition in this deal before going ahead.
The deal with Boeing has run into criticism pretty much from the start.
Yeah, it really took off after September 11th, the deal did. The airline industry was in trouble. Boeing is the only U.S. maker of airliners, and there was a lot of concern about keeping the 767 production line going. So on Capitol Hill, the idea was that you could keep the production line going, lease tankers to the Air Force instead of buying them. The opposition started coming from Arizona Senator John McCain and from outside groups that oppose pork barrel spending. They said this is like leasing a car where you're just backloading the cost and you end up paying more.
And at the same time, there was also a hiring scandal at Boeing at the same time as this.
That's right. The Air Force lead procurement official was working with Boeing, it turned out from emails that came out. She was really trying to help them, it seemed, make this deal happen. And then she went to work for Boeing. Last month, she pleaded guilty to conspiracy, and Boeing's CEO and another top company official resigned. Meanwhile, there was a series of reports coming along from congressional agencies and others that kept questioning the finances of the deal and the reasons behind it. The last straw, the Defense Science Board last week came out with a report that said that the underlying technical argument for the deal, that the old tankers suffer from corrosion problems, that problem was exaggerated.
Will the Air Force be getting new tankers?
It looks that way. The tankers that they have now, they're KC-135. Some of them were built in the 1950s and 60s. So it seems like something needs to be done, even though the Air Force had not made this a priority before the lease deal came along. They could be given new engines. They could take DC-10 airliners out of the desert, airliners that have been mothballed, and convert them into tankers. Or they could open this thing up to competition between Boeing and the European company EADS, which has developed its own tanker.
Okay, NPR's Peter Everby, thanks very much.
Thank you.